Hey, Mr. Newberry, how are you?
Good.
Living the dream.
All right, we are going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We do have audience participation today with Mr. Brubaker. And the new rule is 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This was your first time speaking under the new rule, but I want to make sure.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ron Brubaker. I'm representing Trail Advocates of Summit County. We go by Task Force for short. I believe it was 2 months ago I spoke at this meeting about why we think it's a good idea for Metro RTA to continue to own the three rail properties that you're currently trying to sell. Basically, the three reasons I gave was you already own them, so no need to go through a lengthy sales negotiation with legal documents and appraisals and audits and inspections. You can just continue to own them. Secondly, we view those rail properties to be a transportation resource, and thus we think it fits under Metro's umbrella of providing transportation services. And third, you represent all the citizens of Summit County. We believe those properties should be owned by the citizens of Summit County. We think you're better positioned to do that than, let's say, Summit County itself or Summit Metro Parks, because it is a transportation resource and you've been managing it for 30 years or more. So after that meeting, I got some feedback that people felt it was more important to focus on improving bus services. I admire that dedication, I really do. And I'm convinced, after being at all these meetings, you're doing a fine job of that. But when I think of the percentage of people who actually ride buses in Summit County, I can imagine that number is pretty small. Yet it's paid for by essentially 100% of the citizens of Summit County through the sales tax that supports Metro RTA. So how can you serve the people who pay those sales taxes yet aren't riders? We think owning these trails and allowing them to be developed in, owning these rails and allowing them to be developed into trails is an excellent opportunity for you to do that. So thank you for listening, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Okay, we have no other audience participation. We will move right on to our recognitions, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Scott.
Dwayne, come on up there.
So this is Dwayne Roundtree.
Hi, how
are
you
all? A 25-year veteran with Metro. Seen a lot of things, right?
Yeah, seen a lot of things.
Dwayne, he's in top four seniority, right?
Yeah.
He's a rock within the maintenance department. He tackled anything that's thrown to him. He often shares his knowledge with our apprentices. And I thank Dwayne for his continued dedicated service to the citizens there of Summit County. So.
From all of us on the board, congratulations on 25 years. We'll move on to item 4, and I'm looking for a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from April.
So moved, Alan Christian.
Second, Renee Green.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries. We'll move right into our committee reports and resolutions. And first up is Mr. Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Customer Experience and Service Performance Committee.
The committee met on Thursday, May 15th. The meeting was called to order and approval of minutes took place. Under the subcommittee reports on operations retention, Eric Scott stated that we have 280 full-time employees. Three are currently in training. Our budgeted number continues to be $290. And he also mentioned that from a previous meet and greet, that five will be offered positions June 23rd. Is that, did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, under miles, the training service interruption, we were down a little bit from last month. We were at 11,468. And on the on-time performance mental direct, we have stated that we're at 83%, just down a tad from last month. And on the on-time performance metro select, we were up 0.5%. We were at 95.5% versus 95% in the month before. And that takes care of our subcommittee reports. We do have three resolutions today. The first one would be resolution number 2025-09, and it's the disposal or transfer of certain assets that no longer have a useful life. Several 2016 Chevy Eldorados that were previously demand response vehicles, and we're going to be using the government deal website for selling these assets. So with that, I don't know if there's any questions on this. The report of the committee was favorable, and I would ask the full board to approve this resolution.
Great. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Renee Green. Okay. Is there any discussion on 2025-09? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Motion carries.
Okay. The next one is resolution number 2025-10. It's a resolution authorizing a change order to the construction manager at risk contract with G. Stevens Incorporated for a total increase of $492,167. We discussed this at great lengths at the committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and the report of the committee was favorable, and I would like to present this to the full board this morning for approval, and I'd like to make that favorable recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Christine.
Thank you.
All right. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries.
Okay, resolution, the final one, 2025-11, is a resolution authorizing a change order to the construction manager risk contract with G. Stevens Incorporated. These are construction costs that are involved in the change order, and some unforeseen underground obstructions, relocation and utility relocation, revised sanitary storm drain reconfiguration, revised compressed natural gas detection systems, Ohio Edison connection revision, and just increases just due to BABA. And we talked again about this at great lengths at the committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and Jared gave a great explanation on this, and the report of the committee was favorable, and I would like to make that favorable recommendation to the full board at this time.
Excellent. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Dana Lagarde. Okay. Any discussion on 2025-11?
And I feel compelled.
I'll keep it short.
I went at the committee meeting. You know, I have sort of, from the start of this project, this fearful of change orders creeping up, and it's sort of come to fruition here. You know, it has been explained to me, and I there's no alternatives, but we need to go ahead with this. I'm trying to be a watchdog on these things, but these are justified.
Excellent. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, we have a favorable motion, and it's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries. That concludes your report, John?
That concludes the committee's report, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Moving right along, we'll move into our internal and external engagement committee, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Rutherford.
Thank you, Mark. The committee did meet Thursday, March 15th. We reviewed the KPIs and J.
March or May?
What'd I say?
March.
I'm jumping the gun. Yes, March.
It's May, or May.
I'm sorry.
You meant May, John.
I had March down there. I'm thinking.
You had the first two letters right.
Yeah. Anyway, we reviewed the KPIs, and Jay, Laura, and Molly gave their subcommittee reports, which involved reports on the employee weight loss program, which was a total so far in 3 months of, what was it, Jay, 1,600 pounds?
1,630 pounds. 14 pounds per person.
That's still a lot. Also, we discussed the July 5th parade and Metro's involvement in it, and also the pre-fair during the summer on the weekend. We discussed that as well. As far as the KPIs, the total health care provision per employee climbed to $1,861 for March. New hire success rate rose to 86, and in the last 12 months, there's been 58 new hires. So the hire machine is chugging right along, trying to get to that goal of what we need. Select trips for March increased compared to March of 2024. Customer service KPIs. The level of calls were maintained, they maintained the highest volume during the midday hours, and hourly calls per agent stayed relatively the same as the 2024 levels. Customer wait time, or caller wait time, increased slightly during the 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. time slot, and also Laura gave a presentation on Metro SCAT, explain that, and all the procedures that go along with it. Social media, the KPI showed a slight increase in Facebook use, and that's pretty much it. There's no questions. That concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. All right, we will move right on to our Culture and Planning Committee, and I'll turn it over to Mr. DeJournay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our committee did meet in May 15th, Chuck.
We approved our
minutes, and then we had a subcommittee report by Mr. Leppo, who reported on the data from March. March 2025 had 22 weekdays and 8 weekend days, back to the typical month. Total ridership reached 467,868, representing a 10% increase from last year, which was great. Average weekday ridership was 18,135, up 8.3% from March, which is another great jump. Average Saturday ridership was up, was 8,912. Up 7.3% from last year, and the average Sunday ridership was 4,970, approximately a 10% increase from last year. So we see that the ridership is up, we're trending in the right directions. Kudos to the team and all the staff. There are, we just discussed some proposed service changes, and as the team had also informed us earlier, they were going to continue to monitor service changes from the Reimagine Metro. And so we're looking at Route 8, the Barberton route, from 30 minutes to 15 minutes. Route 29, which is South on Manchester Road, Portage Lakes,
from 60 minutes to 30 minutes. So looking at those, and there are some public meetings that have been scheduled. One was held last week on the 21st at the Kenmore Library, and I don't know, was attendance good there or?
It was pretty low. Anytime we have a positive thing, less people come out to let the voice, you know.
Yeah, they come out when there's something wrong.
Yes.
The judge came out though. Where was it?
Oh, good. Good. And there's another one next Tuesday, right here at the RKP Transit Center. And the board is invited to attend those as well, and that will be from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock here. Those were the updates. We have no resolutions, no other business, and we adjourn our meeting. Is there any questions? If not, that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, Finance and Technology Committee, I'll turn it over to Mr. Costin.
Thank you. The Finance and Technology Committee met on May 15th. The minutes of the prior meeting were approved. Angie presented the financial report under the new format, which I think is working really well. Our sales tax, which has been an issue in the past, is almost where we predicted it, within a few thousand dollars. So that's good news. We'll start getting the actual reports now. We'll see what happens with the tariffs. But overall, financially, even with the sales tax being a few thousand dollars under, we were $1 million over budget for the month in terms of more income, which was great. And we're $2 million ahead of budget overall year to date. Expenses are continuing to fall in line. Again, we were about $1.5 million under expenses for the month. And we're almost $3.5 million ahead in terms of expenses under budget for the year. So the total numbers are, for our total operating income, I don't look at the depreciation because we're not a for-profit entity. I look at cash on cash, and we are, our total operating income was $2 million more than what was budgeted, and year to date it's it's more than $5 million than what was budgeted. So we're doing really well financially. My thanks to Angie for all that she does. And then we had no resolutions to present and no other business. Are there any questions? Mr. Chair, I conclude my report.
Thank you for that. And last but never least is our Protection Development Committee with Ms. Green.
Yes, better known as the closers. Good morning. Training hours reported from our committee meeting in May. We completed 2,593 training hours for the month of March, 1,488 hours from operations, 899 from maintenance, and 206 from administration. And that gave us an average of 6.1 training hours per employee. Miles between preventable accidents. In March, we had a total of 7 accidents, of which 4 were deemed preventable. Our miles between preventable accidents are at 116,478. 6 of the accidents were from line service, and 3 were deemed preventable. Demand response had 1 accident, which was deemed preventable. And just for everyone's knowledge, the bus rodeo is set for October 5th at Stark State. And if there are any questions, we'll take them now. Otherwise, that concludes our report.
And that's how you get a report. That's why she's a closer. All right. Thank you, Ms. Green. All right. We had no other business. On the officer's report, I really don't have much, but I will say I was grateful for everybody this past month on their flexibility to meet with Dawn and Jay and discuss, you know, some pretty hefty changes. This was a lot to bring to the board, and, you know, everybody took the necessary time to get their questions answered. We had a very lively committee report that day. It was a long meeting, but thank you all for your attention to that. So I'm grateful for it. So that's all I have. Don?
All right, thanks. You know, as we were talking about the building, I too thank each and every one of you for your counsel, for being there and being willing to listen and weigh what's going on. I do promise you that we're keeping a very close eye on what's happening, and the changes are definitely not something that we anticipated. I will tell you this, we learn every time. I mean, you know, construction management is definitely not in, I don't think, the top of Jared's job description and his experience, but I think he has done an amazing job in working with our project manager, Dan, to make sure that Metro's best interests are looked into and looked at, and to answer your questions, because I'm sure you all noticed in the meetings, he's much better answering them than I am. So kudos to him for continuing to forge forward on that. You know, it's always fun when we get to see new blood, new faces, things like that. We continue to move forward as far as promotions and hires go. You know, the one thing about promoting people from internally is that then there's a bunch of things to fill, you know, below that even. So I wanted to, again, congratulate Eric on his promotion to Chief Operations Officer. We are ecstatic to have him in that role, more ecstatic to continue to watch his wardrobe changes as he goes. He's looking pretty sharp there. And I know that he's working hard to replace a couple of different folks in his divisions and what we're doing. But it's always great to see people move up inside. We also have, planning has hired from internally also, and our new scheduler will be coming from the customer care department. So that is going to be cool, and of course that leaves Jay hiring and Laura hiring some more folks with customer care. But congratulations to all of them, and congratulations on what you're doing moving forward. We continue to be very, very active politically. As you know, I brought up last month the budget and the transportation budget for the state of Ohio. We have been to testify on that on numerous occasions. And we were testifying also, though, strictly against a portion that was put into the budget, proposed in the budget, not put into, but proposed for the budget. Which makes it, for the most part, illegal for students to transfer at your central hub if you're in the 8 most populous counties in the state. We continue to work on that. That has not gone by the wayside yet. However, in working together with all of our transit systems, as well as working with our state association, I do think that we're making progress on that. There is another set of hearings this week, because the budget has to be actually put into place, I'm pretty sure, before June 1st or something like that. So they have some more. We have sent testimony this time. I am personally not going down there this time, but I know we have a couple other folks from other transit systems that are. And so I'd like to give kudos to GERT on that, because GERT has been on the phones continually, working with everyone and working with the different transit systems, but also working with the different representatives. You know, she's been able to set up those calls, and we have had conversations with 2 or 3 of our local representatives, just ourselves, to say, hey, this is what happens. We're trying to not just protect the budget, but also protect our bus operators, our supervisors, and I'm not going to lie, me. I told the committee very bluntly, I wouldn't do well in jail, so please don't let this go through. I just don't think I'd handle it real well. But we also don't want to see this become something that it shouldn't be, making too much out of something that can be handled as far as I am concerned, internally with transit systems. We have our own transit police department who does an amazing job it's not that we don't have issues, but they do an amazing job of making sure those issues are managed and they're kept to the minimum that they can be kept to. So I thank them again for their work in that. Jared and Sean and Kurt and I were in DC last week at our APTA legislative conference, but also up on the Hill. We had meetings with both Senator Houston and Senator Moreno. We did those as a group with three or four of our other transit agencies. It was lively conversations, I tell you what. Senator Moreno is a very lively guy. But learning how we can help them and learning what they consider to be successful. Because, you know, in my opinion, that's what we have to do. It's not a matter of fighting against somebody because it's not the way it used to be. It's a matter of finding out how can we mutually help each other. And I think both of these gentlemen are willing to listen. They want to represent their constituents, and they do both feel that public transportation is an important part of that. So I think we had good conversations there. We also met, of course, with Congresswoman Sykes, as we always do. You know, I want to give her credit because this is one of the busiest women I have ever met, and she always personally makes time for us. She has an amazing staff. We love meeting with her staff too, but even if it's only for 5 minutes, she always has her staff walk us to wherever she is. She comes out, she talks to us. I mean, she truly, I think, is a true representative of boots on the ground, really caring about the people. So we continue to work with her. We also met with Senator Brown's office and talked about collaboration, since we do go into her district a little bit when we go up to Cleveland, because we have two different routes that go into the Cleveland area. And her, we didn't get to meet with her, she got called out, but we met with her staff, and they were actually, I think, a little shocked, but also thought it was pretty cool that we would come up and talk about how we can work together across county lines and across district lines and work to get people to jobs. And that was something that they were very interested in, and I think we'll be hearing more from them. We also, the legislative conference had Senator Warren, who is now the chair of the House Banking Committee, and so she was there to speak at the legislative conference, as well as the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was also there. So again, you learn. I'm not going to say I agree with everything that they said, but you learn what their goals are, and then you learn how to move what you do to work for those goals, and hopefully be successful then in any type of funding or support that we need going forward. So I think both aspects of the state and the national level, we're continuing to be very active in that, and we are really looking to make a presence. I think it does us well. And then in closing, we also had Senator Houston's local staffer, Mary Kate Hastings, I think was her last name. She came and was at our property. She, I think, is the first person to actually walk through part of the new building. So she got to kind of see it from a interesting viewpoint. Me too, so that was fun. But how massive and huge this building is, and how much it is going to change the way we do business, especially for the maintenance and operations team members, because they're just gonna have an amazing place to come to work. And it's gonna be pretty awesome when it's all done. But we always love to have other representatives come to our facilities and see what we're doing. We even put her behind the wheel of a bus, and Jared had her driving around the parking lot. She was pretty excited about that. So we continue to stay busy, and unless there's any questions, that concludes my report.
Excellent. I don't have a question, Don. I got a statement. I want to echo what you said about Jared in terms of the maintenance facility. I remember back when you were meeting with the contractors, just in terms of scope and design and everything, and take it where you've taken it and then deal with all of us in terms of the budget and the costs. I just want to commend you. You've done a great job.
All right. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second, John. All in favor?